When the legislation first came through, I mean, we got an immediate call from a variety of people saying, okay, what about this little component, and students are going to be able to move from one school to the next if they are in a low performing school. And there are so many more things related to this piece of legislation. And it behooves this office to provide technical support to school districts. We need to provide professional development to staff in order to meet the needs of the children to work with No Child Left Behind.
Do you think that No Child Left Behind will add significantly to the workload of the regional office?
I think probably it will change the workload of the regional office. Funding for the people that we have to meet those needs are something that's always critical for our office. A lot of the things that we do are based on grant funds. And right now, as you know, all states are having troubles with money, so that could impact how we handle things.
What's your opinion of the school funding formula as it stands right now?
It certainly doesn't seem to be adequate for our needs. I find that when we get into lengthy discussions, there needs to be some relief that comes to the local property tax payer. But when you go to, for example, sales tax or income tax, it's not a steady stream or a particularly reliable source of funding, and it's a very difficult formula to tinker with and to work out. But I think we need to make adjustments to that, to our ways of funding. It's interesting, I was in Wisconsin this past week and reading articles about the fact that in Illinois we talk about 50% funding. That's been what the governor has stated that he has wanted to provide. In Wisconsin, they're talking two-thirds funding and how they can't meet that and how they intend to deal with trying to change that, and they're trying to shift the burden from the state to the property tax owner.
What do you think that a Democratic administration will bring to schools?
They tend to have very close ties with educational organizations and teachers. I think that perhaps they will not have quite the ties with the business community that the Republican administrations have had in the past, and so there will be perhaps some different alliances that are there. I think we can't look in one direction versus the other direction. I think we have to look at the business, continue to work with the business community, continue to work with our teachers' unions, to continue to work with organizations, and work on those partnerships, because that group, Brain Trust, is going to come up with the answer.
When you look in your long-range crystal ball, 5 years out, what do you see the issues being?
I think we're still going to be dealing with funding problems, to be honest with you. That's going to be an ongoing problem. I think probably we'll still be dealing with teacher shortages in specific areas. We'll still be dealing with perhaps, do we consolidate, do we not consolidate? We'll also find that we will have more schools who are struggling to meet the needs in relationship, for example, to the No Child Left Behind and the academic progress that students are required to make.